Hello, intrepid entrepreneurs. Welcome to Scaling Everest, growing your biz without oxygen tanks. I'm Sharon, your guide on this audacious climb to the peak of business opportunity. Today, we're not just talking about growth, we're exploring how to turbocharge your business's ascent with less risk and more gusto. After all, why climb the hard way when you can scale smarter? In our journey through the opportunity chapter, we've dissected opportunities from every angle imaginable. The reason? It's simple. Leveraging the right opportunities can skyrocket your business growth, making the journey feel like you've got a jetpack strapped to your back, rather than hauling an oxygen tank uphill. As William Arthur Ward once said, opportunities are like sunrises. If you wait too long, you miss them. So let's not miss our sunrise. Let's learn how to identify, seize, and maximize opportunities to grow our businesses exponentially with all the savvy of a seasoned mountaineer, but none of the unnecessary baggage. First off, growth isn't just about doing more of the same. It's about finding new paths, new markets, and new ways to serve. It's about innovation and adaptation. Think of your business as a climber facing Everest. The mountain's the same, but the routes, the gear, and the strategy can make all the difference between a triumphant summit and a base camp existence. Here's where your newfound opportunity spotting skills come into play. By now, you've learned to reverse engineer your growth in Module 30, network like a ninja in Module 33, and even dabble in a bit of asset alchemy, Module 32. All these are your gear for the climb, tools designed to help you grow smarter, faster, and with a clear focus on what truly matters. Scaling fast doesn't mean throwing caution to the wind. Just like any seasoned climber knows their limits, understands the weather patterns, and respects the mountain, a smart entrepreneur knows when to push forward and when to pivot. It's all about calculated risks, knowing your market, your capabilities, and most importantly, your customers. Now to the juicy part. How do you make it all happen? How do you take these opportunities and translate them into tangible growth? This is where strategy meets execution. It's about setting those growth goals in Module 6, and then step by step, action by action, making them a reality. But here's the kicker. Every step you take up this metaphorical Everest should be energized by the opportunities that you've identified. This might mean diversifying your revenue streams, Module 16, hacking your growth to find the fastest route to your customers, Module 30, or even forming strategic alliances that propel you forward, Module 38. Remember, the goal here isn't just to work harder, it's to work smarter. It's to grow your business in ways that are sustainable, impactful, and dare I say, a bit thrilling. After all, what's the point of climbing if you can't enjoy the view from the top? As we wrap up today's session, I want you to grab the accompanying worksheet. This tool is designed to help you crystallize your growth plans, identify the opportunities at your fingertips, and chart out your unique path to the summit of business success. Don't just dream about scaling Everest. Plan it, prepare for it, and then with the right opportunities in your grasp, go out there and conquer it. Because in the world of business, the view from the top is truly spectacular.